Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this evening. I thank you that you are present here. Your anointing is here. You want to do something great tonight. The expectancy is beyond anything I've experienced in a long time. And I thank you for it, and I thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a lot to cover tonight. We've got about, 9 exercises that we're going to do. But most of all, the objective for tonight is to see our lives permanently changed forever. And I always have to put a disclaimer in that, because we're talking about worship tonight. I don't want anyone to get the impression that I'm judging you or implying that anything that you're doing is wrong. I've already told Ray and Kim that from my perspective over there, I can look out and I see everyone worshiping. And that's a great encouragement. And I told them also that it's an encouragement to see the men of the church in worship, because that is huge. You have no idea how huge that is. We have a memory verse that we'll be using tonight and the nights to come. And probably another one later if we get to incorporate some of the grace message. We were going to do the conference a couple of weeks ago on Saturday. I do want you to know, because I know we were disappointed, but Wednesday everything changed. So what I'm doing tonight is completely different than what I was going to do. That's how important tonight is. It's huge. But the memory verse is the same. It's John 4:24, and it's easy to learn. I'm sure you probably already know it. So we're going to... I want to say this about memory verses. I'm all in favor of them, and I think that it's become one of the lost resources of the body of Christ in the last 20 or 30 years, because, and I find the culprit to be the new translations. Of course, I don't want to get into that tonight, but I'm a King James person, and for many, many reasons. If you want that email, I've got 50 reasons why you should have. So John 4:24. And when you say a memory verse, you say the reference before and after. So here we go. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. Let's do it again. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. We'll probably get to more of the technical part of this next week. But tonight we're doing, I'm just giving you some lessons in worship tonight. Want to just explode your resources for worship. And I pray that you will have a wonderful time this evening. Our first lesson is very, very simple. Simply because many of our songs are in third person. And we're dealing now with the tabernacle and the temple. You have the outer court, the holy place, the holy of holies. The outer court is thanksgiving. The holy of holies is praise. The holy of holies is worship. And when you're singing in third person, you're in the outer court. You're not in the holy of holies. You're singing about Jesus. You're not singing to him. And we're going to do an example, very simple example, just simply changing the pronouns to you. And you'll see that that turns the song around to where you're worshiping. And we're going to do a song. I think we've done it here before. I'm not sure. Oh, what he's done for me. And here we go. We're going to sing it, the praise song. What he's done for me.
Oh, what he's done for me. Oh, what he's done for me. I never shall forget what he's done for me. Oh, what he's done for me. Oh, what he's done for me. Oh, what he's done for me. I never shall forget what he's done for me.
Now, let's change the pronouns around. We're going to say, oh, what you've done for me. Wow, the anointing hit just then, just saying that. See? Here we go. Oh, what you've done for me. Oh, what you've done for me. Oh, what you've done for me. I never shall forget what you've done for me. Oh, what you've done for me. Oh, what you've done for me. Oh, what you've done for me. I've never shall forget what you've done for me. I never shall forget. I never shall forget. I never shall forget what you've done for me.
That is lesson number one.
And there's lots of songs like that that you can just simply change the pronouns and move on into worship. Now, the rest of this evening, I want to share some of my worship experiences. And I want to give you some examples to explode your time in worship. When we think of songs, we think of a full song with verse and chorus and four phrases here and four phrases there, and you know. And I've done many of those. But something's been taking place in my life, particularly the last couple of years, that I want to share with you, because it's basically just taken over my worship time. And he began giving me some songs that were just basically one-liners. But the anointing was on them so strong that, you know, I could sing them for hours. But I learned something very quickly. that no matter how many hours I had sung something, it was very fragile. Because a few hours later, after doing something else, the song was gone. So I didn't really know what to do until Amy had given us a cell phone at the end of last year. And so I started recording. And actually, it's just a fraction of what the Lord gives me. If I recorded everything the Lord gives me, it'd fill up five recorders, you know, five cell phones. But and then there are some that I probably would not leash upon the public. I've gone back over them and I said, what in the world was I doing that day? I'm just glad it was worship. It was worship that day. But it might not be worship today. And so I have about 180 recordings that I've done over the last 2 years, since January of last year. And most of them are like one or two liners, and that's it. And the words are always very simple. I've learned just to keep it simple. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, Lord, I worship you. I have to switch them every once in a while to get it to fit, but they do. And so I'm going to be sharing some of those with you as we go along. In fact, he gave me one just a few days ago. Absolutely so simple. My goodness, I've only got six notes written down here. And it's four words. Jesus, I worship you. And so let's do that one. Keep in mind that when he gives them to me, I'm not playing the piano, so I'm literally just getting notes. And I sing this over and over again, and of course, whenever I sit down, well, then the melody harmony comes. So we're going to be doing quite a few of those, but then we come up to a situation where individuals are going to say, well, you've been doing this for quite a while. I don't know. I'm not a singer. I don't sing. And I understand that. Especially most men don't want to sing in public. They will sing in private. They'll sing in the shower. And that leads to talk about our private time. And tonight I want to encourage each one of you to find a place of worship. Now, when I say that, I'm not asking you to do what the lady did in the war room and go clean out the closet. And I'm not telling you not to do that. You can if you want to. But whenever I talk about a place, that place can be many different places. And I find that one of the most anointed places for me is when I'm driving a car. Wow. And that's where I get a lot of my songs. Driving around. In fact, Lord gave me one going home from church today. I mean, it just comes. And it's a time where the Lord just ministers to you and you're ministering to Him. How about the bathroom? I get a lot when I'm getting ready in the morning. I do my confession while I'm getting ready and my confessional prayer, and then I go into song, and I'm almost always getting something on in the morning. Then there's doing housework. Oh, I had the greatest joy in taking care of a girl and two boys for quite a few years before we moved out of our house on 91st Place. I was doing everything. We were taking the guys to, well, and Gigi too, to the doctor appointments. And I was in the kitchen most of the time, it seemed, cooking, washing dishes, and cleaning house. And I loved doing it because it was such a wonderful time. I was singing most of the time. It was exciting. Then you've got, now, here's one you probably don't think about doing, but I do because you may not realize this yet, but I'm a pretty shy person. And when you get more than one or two people in the room, I'm more in the background. I think I told Ray and Kim, Gigi did my talking for me for 38 years. I forgot how to talk. So, I mean, I can think back just recently. We had a family gathering at a restaurant. There were about 20 of us, and oh my, I was sitting on the end, so I just had a perfect time to, and I can hum under my breath without anyone knowing what I'm doing. And I was just worshiping the Lord. So you have to determine where that place is that you're going to worship the Lord. And once you find one place and take advantage of it, then the places are going to multiply. I really want to encourage you to do that. Then there's the bedroom. Of course, right now, I live in a bedroom. And I'm there for about 16, 18, 20 hours a day. I love it. I wasn't so sure that I would at first. I can still remember the day she passed away. I stood outside that door for quite a while. I didn't know what would happen when I walked in. But once I did, it was total peace. And it's been that way ever since. I enjoy it. But I was with her for years before that, and I guess we were still living on 91st Place, and I was going to sleep nearly every night there for quite a while. It wasn't a lullaby, it was worship. I'd almost always sing myself to sleep. Words are simple. Jesus, I worship you.
Jesus.